Shmuel Aleph Perchov Beis Pasuk Yud Ches. King Shaul, absolutely on fire with jealousy, has ordered the death of Achimelech and all of the Kohanim of Nov, but Amasa and Avner, two of his greatest staunch warriors, have refused to carry out the sentence. So Yud Ches Vayomer HaMelech LeDoyeg. Interesting that it's spelled with the Yud. I don't see anywhere exactly. So Rashi says, Nishtana Shemo. His name was changed in this pasuk. And Omar lo nispeses kadog. Ata hilshanto alehem, ata harogosam. He said, you're caught like a fish in your own net. You're the one who has already slain them with your tongue. Now kill them with your sword. So the king says to Doeg, Sovata ufegava kohanim. You turn and kill all the kohanim. Fega actually doesn't even mean kill, it means assault. But he knew what he meant. Vayisov Doeg ha'adomi, vayifkahu ba'kohanim. And Doeg ha'adomi turned and fulfilled his mission. And he assaulted, he killed the kohanim. Vayomes vayomahu shmonim v'chamisha ish, nosei ephod bod. And on that day, he killed 85 men who wore the linen ephod, the great uniform. The malbush mechubad, the Metzudas David said, the honorable garment that only the Ovdei Hashem wear. When Shmuel was young, he was na'ar chagur ephod bod. He was worthy of wearing such a garment. Take these incredible people, these Kohanei Hashem from the Mishkan, the few, the elect, who wear the ephod of Hashem. And so he wiped out 85 Kohanim, each one with a linen ephod. The ephod is also the special garment that the Kohen Gadol wears when he's wearing the Urim V'Tumim. So some understand the pasuk as saying 85 Kohanim and the one who wore the linen ephod, the Kohen Gadol Achimelech. So Doeg has really done tremendous damage. Doeg had done damage earlier too. He was the one who initially said, he's the one who said now, perhaps, that Doeg said to Shaul at this point, David has rebelled against the king, so he's deserving of death, so you can treat him like a dead man already. He's a dead man walking. So Doeg urged Shaul to give David's wife Michal, Shaul's daughter, to another man. And in fact, because of this ruling, which was erroneous, which was absolutely mistaken, Michal was given to a man named Palti ben Laish, who was tremendously God-fearing, and of great character, and who never went anywhere near her, knowing that she was still David's wife. But Doeg is just guilty of many, many terrible things. And in this pasuk, he just lets loose. Yates ve'is nov ira kohanim he called lefi cherev. And then Nov, the entire city of the Kohanim, he smote by the sword. Me'ish ve'ad isha, mercilessly, men and women, me'olel va'ad yonek, children and infants, nursing babies, v'shor v'chamor v'oseh, oxen, donkeys, sheep, l'fi charev. It's interesting that by Amalek, Shaul couldn't put all of the animals, the choice sheep, to death. But in Nov, at Shaul's command, the city of Nov is mercilessly annihilated. Just destroyed. And Reish Lakish said, bringing back again that limud from the Gemara, that somebody who behaves with mercy, with rachmanis, in a situation that requires cruelty, will act with cruelty in a situation that requires rachmanis. He was trying to set an example. He wanted to place fear in the hearts of the people. After this, anybody who sees David is going to capture him and turn him in. Again, as we said, he also felt like they deserved it. They're the descendants of Eli. But, considering the harsh prophecies of what would have apply to the house of Eli, he didn't want even the spoils. So he said even destroy the livestock. Now also living in Nov were the Givonites, who were the water bearers and wood choppers. Yehoshua made them. They were the ones who tricked Klal Yisrael into thinking that they were not from the seven Amin and should live. Shaul considered them deserving of death, and he felt like he was avenging the trick they had played on his ancestors. And unfortunately, those Givonim are going to get their vengeance someday, much, much later. So, everything gone. Everything destroyed. One of the sons of Achimelech ben Achitov, whose name was Evyasar HaKohen, and he escaped and he ran after David, knowing that from Shaul he wasn't ever going to get any Rachmanis. So he ran after David. And Evyasar told David the terrible news that his entire family, his entire city had been completely wiped out, had been slaughtered at Shaul's orders. Chav Beis Vayomer David La Evyasar Yodati Bayomahu Kisham Doyeg Hoadomi. And David said, full of guilt, I knew it that day when Doeg Hoadomi was there. Ki Hageid Yagid LeShaul, that he was going to inform to Shaul. Anochi Sabosi B'chol Nefesh Beis Avicha. It is I who brought about the death of all of your father's house. Tremendous quality of David is his willingness to take personal responsibility, maybe even over situations that were not his direct cause. He obviously did not intend to cause any harm to the Kohanei Nov. Now, if he had told them the truth, they wouldn't have helped him. So it pained David awfully that he was the source, the cause of this terrible destruction. The Chazal, Saint Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Hei Omid Beis, Rashi brings down that he incurred for himself the death penalty for the killing of the Kohanei Nov. Hashem told him, Doeg sinned through you by telling Lashon Hara about Achimelech. And this caused that the Kohanei Nov were killed on the command of Shaul, like Chad Gad Yo, one thing after another. And due to this, Shaul and his three sons were killed, and because of this, your descendants deserve to be killed. Or either that, or you'll be captured by the enemy. And the Gemara and Agadata there tells an entire story about how David then was captured by his enemies. And it's a tremendous Gemara. If you get the chance to learn it, it is absolutely wild. The Satan showed up in the shape of a deer, and he chased it to the land of the Plishtim, and Goliath's brother recognized him and tied him up under an olive press, and somehow he survived. But in the end, David's descendants would be killed off, and we'll see, God willing, we'll get to Malachim Beis, we'll see the story about how only Yehoash survived after all of the rest of his family was murdered. And Yehoash, being the sole survivor, was akin to this idea of Yasser being the sole survivor. And so it's a very famous parallel that eventually would come down the generations. If David had only asked for bread and not a sword, and this is brought down by a few of the Mefarshim, then there would be no means by which Shaul would have put Nov to death. It was arming David that ended up making them seem like part of the rebellion. And so David asking for a sword caused this outcome, and so David's punishment will be partly because of that. But I'm sorry, we're already over time, but the last pasuk, Chav Gimel Sheva Iti Al Tira. David told Evyasar, stay with me. Don't be afraid. Ki asher yivakesh es nafshi, yivakesh es nafshecha. The one who seeks my life, Shaul, is seeking your life. Ki mishmeres ato imodi. But with me, you will be safe. That would be paid off in kind later when David's entire descendancy would be murdered, but Yehoash ben Achaziah would be the only one to make it. Who would save Yehoash? Yehoyada, the Kohen, who was a descendant of Eli. So what goes around comes around. But David says, you'll be in my safekeeping for now. And the Chidah says about the entire story of Nov, that What happened in Nov makes your hair stand on end, he says. And the less said about it, the better, because of how terrifying the shared responsibility is all across the board. So that's the end of Perek Chaf Beis. Now David will have to continue being on the run to escape.